I always wanted to go to Cuba, because in them days, the stories that I used to have. Well, hell, I would never save enough money to go anywhere. I used to spend as far as I made it. Because when I was a young man, during the First World War, I was too young to go to war. Very few weeks that I didn't make $37 a week. But in them days, that was plenty of money. And many a Sunday morning, I didn't drink. I'd go home, I'd be in debt for the next week's work. I used to chew food, throw the money away, because I really hadn't been doing it, but like all young men, they do one thing or another, fully. So, I think that's, if I remember rightly, back in 1930, for some time I was fishing. It wasn't, I didn't make much, but I'd done something to make a dollar. But the most of my life up until 23, I was a sailmaker. I left Tampa, as I told you, in September 23. And I came to QS. And this friend of ours had what we called a Buckeye, just a small cigar factory. He just sold to a few people. I worked for him for a little bit. And that's the last time I ever made cigars. Then I went to Tampa, Mama.
You talk about the Bahamas. How far are the Bahamas from here? From Key West,
are
they very far from Key West?
Well, I'll be frank with you, I think I know before. I know Cuba's 90 miles. But, no. It's not very far. Now, my grandfather, he was a skipper of a schooner. He used to come from the Bahamas over to Key West. Of course, in them days, and even the people down the Keys, that's the only way they got any supplies, to buy a schooner. Mostly two masts.
Did you ever do any work on schooners, on ships?
No. No. To tell you the truth, I never had a desire. Now, my youngest brother, he's dead now, he died in 52, I think. At least that's what I was told. He was a merchant marine. He loved it. And he died up in Brooklyn. And the brother that was, I told you, was a keeper down to the lighthouse. He was 17 months old than I am. He was a sailor maker most of his life. I only remember one job that he worked on. You heard of the old San Carlos Theater in Key West, a Cuban, supposed to be Cuban owned. If I remember rightly, he worked the night when they built it, many years ago. Other than that, he was a sailor maker until he won the lighthouse service. And I think first he was stationed at Cass Reef, that's up off of Key Largo.